This is The Potty with Serene
and Pearl.
Get it right, P-O-D-D-Y.
Lads and lasses, it's the THP with D-A-V and S-N-P.
But hold on.
Hey.
Danielle Truist.
I'm in the middle of an intro.
She was it, Danielle Truist Ventura. Danny Altruez Valdez.
I was going to have at least another 5 seconds.
Go for it.
We missed the proper intro, which was you getting ready for your intro. Now, please reenact that for everybody.
You want the red leather, yellow leather?
Yes, I want you.
I think we need to. I think more people need to exercise red leather, yellow leather.
Because is it red leather, yellow leather, or leather leather?
Leather.
Okay.
Yeah, and you could go yellow leather, red leather too.
Can we just see your expertise
but
in it?
You, the idea is to warm up your voice for smooth and buttery vocals. You know what I mean?
Do you fully believe it works, or it's a bunch of ham hock?
It's a ham hock.
I think there's a little ham, just to be honest, because I mean, I think there is a thing with stretching on any muscle.
Yeah.
But the techniques they give, I think, like you can pick anything. You could just be like ah, and not do their technique.
But can I ask you a question, Altruo? Can I ask you a question?
I mean, if you want to spend more time,
the data
here,
has come up now that even in the physical, like the other muscles of the body.
Yeah.
That you just stretch them once they're warmed. So if you're going, straight cold, you could be damaging. Yeah. I think it's a lot of hock.
It might be hock. You know what it could be is like the mental statement to the singer before the show. Hey, you can hit this note.
And I'm in the zone now. Now I am suddenly in the zone. I've said my red leather, yellow leather. Now I am
It's a state shift, basically.
A mind shift.
Hey, special guest in the studio today.
Yes.
Super Les.
Shazza.
Shaz.
Leslie's mom is here from the Britain place.
And she's a wee bonnie lass as well.
Can we just get a hello from you? Because this is, we want you to say hello.
Come to my mic. Yes, come to my mic.
Because you see, Leslie's like our mom and you're Leslie's mom. So this is a big deal. This means your mom to, you're our grandmother. You're mom to everybody listening.
Okay.
Leslie, introduce your mom.
Everybody, this is my mom.
Hey.
Hello, everybody. It's very nice to be here, and I'm looking forward to this discussion that's going to happen today. I've been looking forward to meeting both Serena and Pearl, and. Yeah. Danny,
It's fine.
Danny is of lesser value.
It's totally fine.
And I'm a great fan of Trim Healthy Mama. I just wish it was over in the UK. So have fun today, all of you.
Oh, we love you, Shazza.
Yes. Way better than when I speak.
Did you get your hives? Did you get your hives, Shazza? Because always Popsy gets hives on her when she speaks. She gets
check the
red
hives
all over the chest. No, she doesn't. Oh, she used to be a lecturer, so that was nothing. Yeah.
Electra?
Yeah. Electra.
Oh.
A professor, Danny.
It's called an Electra?
A lecturer.
Alexa.
I was like, Electra sounds like a nickname.
Hey, Danny,
like
are we
diamonds.
Ready to go on with like good stuff in the podcast? Are we still on
I have
you?
Nothing to say about your outfit
How are we
today,
on
Dan.
Me? We're
absolutely
on
nothing, but I have to say, Pearl, that's a nice color on you. She's wearing
Thank
an electric
you.
Blue.
Thank you.
Oh, are we going to?
I do suit the primaries. If I say so. Hey, but today.
And you do.
Today, I've got really good stuff to bring you guys. You're going to love this because I love this. So
well,
I know if I love this, you're going to love it. Can we please
asked her if I could know the subject so I could get prepared and sound intelligent too. She said, no, you could just listen to my expertise. So.
Can we please have the superfood spotlight announcement? Da-da-da-da.
Trim Healthy Mama. Superfood Spotlight.
Okay, so today I actually want to talk about a berry.
Ooh.
You've heard it before and you probably thought, yeah, another superfood. But I want to talk to you about how it has literally impacted my life.
Yay.
I haven't even told you about this, Serene.
It's the goji berry.
It is. Is that just because it's all current and hip? Is that why you're saying that?
No, I've been doing this lately.
Have you? Okay.
I can call football plays. I'll tell you when an interception's coming. It's the weirdest thing.
Because of your eyes?
I don't know what it is.
Well,
I'll just have a feeling. I'll see it before it happens.
Danny.
I'm telling
you.
Okay,
you took the wind out of my sails, but maybe you just added extra wind. I want to almost take a whole party about it because my excitement level is that high.
Yeah, you take it. You're in blue.
Okay, so, you know, goji berries have been around for about 2,000 years, as far as we know. That's as far as we know they go back.
I was going to say 2,000. Yeah. No, I'm kidding. I'm done. I'm out.
Wolfberries is another name, right?
Yes. Well, the wolfberry serene. Mm-hmm. So you are bringing it, even though, you know, I asked you to lay low.
Well, see, back in my raw food psychopathic days, right? Back in my raw food psychopathic days. Like 15 years ago, the wolfberry, the goji berry.
Well, see, Sereni, honestly, I'm bringing this like it's a whole new thing today, but honestly, you're the one who does things way before the others. No. Can I give you a bit of kudos?
No.
You told me about goji berries.
I don't care.
A couple of decades ago.
The queen told you. You're here on this party with all the knowledge and the research.
This is part of my story. Let me.
Okay, go for it.
And I tried. Sereni was like eating goji berries and stuff, and they were very unheard of back then. Now people know about goji berries. And I tried them, and I thought they're a bit yucky, but Sereni likes all things yucky. So kind of just left them alone, honestly. Just thought, well, that's a superfood I'm probably not going to eat because it, I don't know. It was a bit earthy tasting for me. But of recently, first, before I tell you my story, I want to say that they are, when you get them here in the US, they are dried. So they are a dried fruit, but on THM, there is a place for dried fruit. It's just a small place. So we don't spike our blood sugar, but there's something different about goji berries about that too.
Tell us, Pearl.
So, well, if you get them fresh, I will tell you, but it's not yet. Don't rush me. I have notes. Each note has a number. So, You can't really get them fresh unless you grow them. Know a farmer who grows them. And I'm not sure of anyone. I don't know of anyone who grows goji berries. You get them from Asia. But they perish so quickly. So to arrive in your pantry, they have to be dried. But they keep all of their nutritional content when they're dried. So you don't have to worry about that. But according to the ancient Chinese books, people use these berries to treat a number of health issues. They're actually called the longevity berry. Mm-hmm. It's the name. They are the
name.
And
they made tea mostly, didn't they, from them? They soaked them.
Yes, they soaked them. They also just ate them.
Yeah.
But they used goji berries to treat age-related age-related problems, specifically eye problems,
ooh,
blood pressure, and diabetes.
Ooh. Okay?
So, and right now, even as we speak, there's been a lot of studies done on them, but there's very specific studies being done on the heart, the liver, and the brain, how they can prevent damage and even turn around damage from those, as well as their phenomenal anti-cancer properties. Mm. They're all under investigation. But back to the eyes, because this is where my story comes in. So, you know, 51 now.
You're 51. You're sitting there looking 32. With that blue shirt.
Yeah, the blue shirt.
May I tell you.
The blue shirt covers up the other age.
No, it's not.
It's a good very teal. Vibrant. It's a good teal.
Okay, so I maybe 2-3 years ago noticed just I had to bring my books closer to my eyes, a lot closer. And so I finally like succumbed to it. I didn't want to do it and, you know, got the reading glasses. And at first they were just 0.5, I think. And then I turned 50 and I went through menopause and it was the full one. One is not very strong. It's still pretty light. The one reading glasses, but I still.
Number one.
You're number one, which is not bad.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I always had good vision. It was just normal aging of the eyes, even though I have a great diet. You know, things just happen, right? Unless we hack our bodies with the right things. I just noticed, and then I thought, man, I'm going to have to go to the 1.5. This is kind of, I don't want this. But about 3 months ago, I noticed a packet of goji berries in my pantry. Well, Autumn, my daughter Autumn, she's about to turn 18. She's 17. She's like genetically inherited this from Serena and I. She's just into superfoods. Like she just loves eating the healthiest foods from the earth. So she had gone and bought them. Who knows why? Probably because she's tried them for a recipe for her book that she's writing for us, you know, on her anti-inflammatory book. And so she had been eating them and I just noticed them in the pantry and I just made my oatmeal. I thought, I'm going to give them another go. I tried them all these years ago with Serene. Just why not? Give them another go. And I put them on my oatmeal and I was like, oh my goodness. It changed my oatmeal into something chewy.
Ooh.
It took away the just get it down. And it's, I mean, I love oatmeal. I love it chewy. I like it slimy. I love it all, yes, every way you can too. Have it.
We're Scots, Pearl. We've
got Scottish blood. Just give me oatmeal anywhere. I can eat it savory. I can eat it sweet. I can just
And you're
eat
true
it.
Scots. You're oats and curds, right? Oh, you have your
I can eat.
For
I don't
it?
Care if like.
With a fox.
Oh, yes. Just make it box. Green. I've had it green. I've put our dynamic duo on it. Just eat it. But this time, there was just something so special. It slowed me down and it made each mouthful, even though you don't need to use a lot. Like I use one tablespoon on my
Perfection.
2 to 3 teaspoons on you my measure it. Oatmeal. Well, now I don't. I drop it in because I know, but at first I measured it.
Mm-hmm.
Because actually goji berries are rather high in calories, but that's okay. We know okay, why. Yes. I'm going to tell you why. And you don't need the quarter cup serving. You just don't need that. So I put it on and since that day, I have put goji berries on my oatmeal every time I make it.
So that's every day you're taking goji berries?
Pretty much, because if I don't do quinoa, and I get in tangents of quinoa, but now I'm putting them on my quinoa too. Mm. I am having them. So I'm having them every day.
Yeah.
A couple of months ago, no, about a month ago now, that was 2 months straight of eating them. I went to read my book and I wasn't wearing my glasses and I could read it. And I was like, what the heck?
So,
and now this was outside on the porch, so I had good daylight.
Yes.
But I could read, whereas before, even on the porch, I was needing my one and a half, my ones.
Yeah, that stinks.
And so I thought, my goodness, second day, I could still read it on the porch. I was leaving my glasses on my head rather than putting them on every single time. If I had bad lighting, I'd still put them on. So I thought, I'm aging backwards. What is this? What am I doing? And then I remembered, Serene, we've been formulating, this is kind of, little cat out of the bag, but we've been formulating now for about a year our Trim Healthy Mama multi supplement. It's going to be called Multi and More, but it's your basics. It's your bare bones. It's what you need.
Plus
some just fantastic substances. And so we were looking at some of the best substances found in nature that can really zoop your health up. You know, what are we going to put in this supplement that's really going to transform people's lives? I was looking at one. Oh, you were looking at them on paper, Serene. Remember, we got the papers, and I was looking at the word zeaxanthin. Is that how you spell it? Zeaxanthin. Hold on, let me look at the word because I always say zeaxanthin in my head, and it's not zeaxanthin.
It's like an alien tongue.
I'm gonna zeaxanthin. Okay. I'm going to butcher it every time I say it.
Yeah.
And I remember it's saying
zeaxanthin.
Excellent for eye health. Okay. So that just went into my brain. Then I was scrolling and I was just scrolling about some superfoods thing and I saw goji berries, excellent form of zeaxanthin. Mm-hmm. How should I say it, Serene? Just help me because I'm going to say
it. Just do it. Speak in tongues. We love it.
Zeaxanthin. Zeaxanthin.
Yeah.
Can you spell it one more time?
Zeaxanthin. T-H-I-N. You tell me how to say it, Danny, because I've never really heard anyone say it.
T-H-I-N?
No, Z. Yeah.
Z-E-A-X-A-N-T-H-I-N.
Zeaxanthin. Zeaxanthin will do. That's Pearl's way of saying it.
I mean, we're just going to get Google to teach us.
Oh, okay. Google's going to tell us how to say it. Thank you, Googs.
Googlesy bub.
Here we go.
Let's wait for the Googs.
Here we go, kids. Whoops. Here it is. Hold on.
Zeaxanthin. Well, that was zeaxanthin.
Zeaxanthin.
That was simple.
Zeaxanthin rather than zeaxanthin. Zeaxanthin. Oh, zeaxanthin. That's easy, babs.
Zeaxanthin.
Zeaxanthin.
There's some silent letters in there, I think.
I wonder who named it. Robert zeaxanthin. It's like, it makes sense now.
Okay, so I put the two and two together. I'd been eating goji berries for 3 months and my eyes were working vastly better. Okay, I just put the two together. And so then I thought, okay, I'm looking at all the studies. I'm going to see if this thing's real, right? And so there has been so many studies done on this very thing, the zeaxanthin content plus lutein, which I'm going to talk about, in goji berries. And it's just not the content, it's the bioavailability. So even a later study of this year, 2022, out of January, it was in the Eye Health and Vision Science Journal. You can look it up. Researchers measured two group participants, aged 45 to 65, who consumed, one of the groups consume 28 grams, about an ounce, only an ounce, or a very small handful of goji berries 5 times a week for 90 days. And they gave the other group a commercial supplement for eye health that was touted for eye health. So with all the best things they thought would help their eyes. The results were the goji berry eaters increased the density of protective pigments in their eyes. In contrast, the study participants who consumed a commercial supplement for eye health over the same period did not show an increase.
Wow.
The pigments that increased in the group that ate the goji berries were lutein and zeaxanthin. These filter out harmful blue light and provide antioxidant protection in the eye. Both help protect the eye during aging. Now think about it. I'm at my computer all the time. The blue light, right? Shining in my eyes.
Yeah.
So it is now protecting me from it. And I think my eyes were just getting so much healthier not being exposed to that all the time. Lutein and zeaxanthin are like sunscreen for your eyes, said the lead author, Zhang Li. He is a doctoral candidate in the nutritional biology program. The higher the lutein and zeaxanthin in your retina, the more protection you have.
The goji berries have both.
Both. I'm going to talk about that soon. Our study found that even in normal healthy eyes, these optical pigments can be increased with a small daily serving of goji berries.
I'm on it.
Dan, our study shows goji berries, which are a natural food source, can improve macular pigments of healthy participants beyond taking high-dose nutritional supplements.
1 ounce, is that your tablespoon, you reckon?
Yeah, I reckon. So I was partly right. So I put this thing together, you know, the zeaxanthin, and that's what it is. But that was just part of the story because, yes, gojis are chock full of it, but they're also chock full of lutein, and it's the two together.
I love
them. And when these two together, they're known to reduce the risk of eye diseases.
Is zeaxanthin a carotenoid?
Yes, it is. It's a specific carotenoid, Serene. And you know how, I don't know, I grew up back in the, you know, in the 70s when I was a kid, and they always said, eat a carrot for your eye. Do you remember that?
Yes.
But just a small serving of gojis have more carotenoid than one carrot.
Yes.
I love my carrots, but still, that's very interesting.
That's funny. I learned a lot of this stuff from Sam.
And Serene's husband?
Yeah, and we ordered some goji berries from China together.
Oh, yeah, way back in the raw food days, eh?
Yes.
No, this was THM, and we were just getting it for tea. Him and I were getting into like tea.
That's right. You brought the black goji to the potty cub in the first potty cub.
So
he used to make tea for us.
I remember
that. What on earth? You've
gone down.
You've fallen, Dan.
Tell you what.
He used to serve us.
I'll make a deal right now. I'll make tea every potty if you guys keep Topo Chico in stock.
Topo Chico. I remember we used to.
We don't have to answer now. Let's think about it.
Remember when we had a Danny Fridge when we had a big budget?
And don't mention it to your husband.
We had a Danny Fridge and Leslie Pop stocked it with cheese sticks and hard-boiled eggs.
And then Charlie found out about it. He's like,
he cut it off.
Swipe the Danny Fridge.
He cut it off.
It does not exist.
But you see, Dan, before he was his Hollywood star that he is today, he was it's kind of like that's how he declared it into being. He was like, okay, now I'm in the potty. I must have my stipend. Like, you know how the Beavs goes to
the green room.
The green room.
The microphone went.
And that's before you were actually famous. Kind of, and now that you are and have notoriety and, you know, you're in films and ads, you don't have no fridge, no?
in Danny's defense, though, when we were stocking the fridge, we had the radio show.
We did.
And we had all these. Do you remember how that was like so taxing on the brain? So I feel like everyone needed little bits of love.
You're defending Dan.
Well, I'm defending him a little bit. That radio show was rough.
Hey, you're listening to The Party with Serene and Pearl, and I'm Pearl, and who are you?
Serene. This is The Party with Serene
and Pearl.
Get it right. It's P-O-D-D-Y.
So lutein and zeaxanthin, people.
No, zeaxanthin.
Do it again, Lord. Help me say it.
Zeaxanthin.
Zeaxanthin. Guess what? They're in our bodies and in a lot of cells, but the highest concentration are in our retina, of our eye.
I love it.
So really, I'm going to tell you a lot more.
I've got
about
some
the
in
goji,
my cupboard, but I haven't been eating them.
Don't eat, if you want this zeaxanthin, don't eat the black ones. You need the red ones.
The red
they
gojis.
Have other good things, but you want the red ones for this particular thing.
Yeah.
So the higher the lutein and the zeaxanthin in your retina, the more protection you have. And here's the cool thing. Goji berries have extraordinary amounts of both, but some foods have them and they're not bioavailable. But The goji berry is so bioavailable to the body, meaning it just readily absorbed in your digestive system. And so, yeah, so zeaxanthin and lutein are also found in your central nervous system, in your brain, in your spinal cord, etc. But you really want to keep the concentration up in your eyes if you don't want to degenerate.
Right.
It's incredible for macular degeneration. What is that macular disease where you form a film over your eyes?
Oh, that's cataracts?
The cataracts. They did studies on that too. Mm-hmm. So they're just fantastic.
You know, Sam and I were making goji berry tea.
Yes,
it was just
were.
Hot water and goji berries.
Yeah.
I think, though, we would add like super sweet or something. We were trying to come up with like a concoction, like a like a pristine. And I remember, man, I could see.
Yeah, you could see.
I could see. In fact, one day I saw
right now,
I saw right through a wall. Yeah.
I believe it, Daniel. Just believe it.
But we were jazzed. Sam and I, that was the thing. We were jazzed.
Was there something else in the tea, though? A little LSD, eh?
We were jazzed about the eyesight, though. We kept kept talking about like, we're going to see, man.
No, it's a true thing, though. Yeah. So I decided to do some study on zeaxanthin. And how much of it is in goji berries. So one 2017 study published in the Italian Journal of Food Science found, get this, an astounding 3,448 micrograms of zeaxanthin per single gram of goji berries.
Oh.
And if that sounds ridiculously high, listen, that one study's not alone, because this article was talking about, okay, that's kind of out there high. Let's see if it can be substantiated. Another 2014 study published in the Journal of Agriculture and Food Chemistry found that the amounts of zeaxanthin are from 2,800 to 5,400 micrograms per single gram. So it's happening. It's a real thing. God did this.
Wow.
They are known as the beauty fruit.
You know, they're not. You just think, oh, those are little red berries, but they're actually not. Because when I put them in my shabbat bread, just, you know, my fruit bread.
Yeah.
They're so different to the cranberry that's red. They're almost bright orange.
They're orange, yeah.
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 Eucerin, you're going to love this. They stimulate the pineal gland to produce more growth hormone.
Ooh.
So that's why they're known as the beauty fruit.
Hey,
you got the growth hormone, you got good skin.
The right pineal gland's a real workout. Thing?
Yeah, pineal gland. And that's what John's been trying to do all these years, detoxify his pineal gland.
I thought the pineal gland was like this designation for like a region of the brain or something. It's an actual medical
it's all
term.
About your immune system, isn't it, John?
I never knew that.
Yeah, it has an optic nerve. It's called your third eye, John's saying.
Whoa.
We need to do a deep dive on the pineal gland. Yeah, we do. One potty.
Okay, now I'm going to blow your brainy, Serene.
I'm freaking out.
Because
you should have handed out a bag of goji berries to each of us.
Oh, why are we eating goji?
Because I just really feel like I'm lacking as I sit here.
Okay, right. We know the animal kingdom, and this is why True Healthy Mama has been known as, like, quotes, the fertility cult. Okay, but True Healthy Mama is very pro-fertility because of all
that.
The vitamin A fats and the things that we promote. Like,
we're just going to move on. Okay.
You know, you've got your salmon high in vitamin A. You've got your raw egg yolks vitamin A. You've got your kefir super high in vitamin A.
When it's
goats.
Pastured.
Oh, especially goats.
Goats is 40% high in vitamin A.
It's incredible. So these things promote fertility. They promote reproduction in both men and women. Vitamin A is so hard to get in the plant kingdom. Vegans and vegetarians are very deficient.
Mm-hmm.
And those people that lower their meat intake, it's a conundrum. I'm going to talk about that in my book. That's another story, Pearl, lay it aside. Sometimes they can't do as much meat just because of the digestive issues and the, you know, there's many things. But then, you know, they lower it and then they have a vitamin A deficiency, which is, it is incredible for fertility, but other things. Well, goji, Serene, I wanted to tell you this. It has a rip-roaring 8,054.7 UGs of vitamin A per 100 grams. It is the highest amount in all of the vegetable kingdom.
Wow. And is it the right kind of vitamin A? You know how there's...
Haven't looked into that. You need to do a deep dive.
I'm going
to
do a deep dive.
But vitamin A is a good vitamin to have.
Either way, yes.
Okay, so goji berries also contain great quantities of phytochemicals that are responsible for antioxidant protection. Laboratory analyses have revealed their extremely high antioxidant radical absorbance capacity at...
I have been taking goji berries.
How, Bubby?
I take this little polyphenol red
thing. It's got goji's in it.
Goji berry powder too. Yeah.
Goji berry powder is good.
Brilliant as of late.
Yeah, no wonder you are.
Yeah. Just can you see through walls?
You know, we, of course, promote baobab as the highest antioxidant food on this earth. I wonder what its ORC value is because gojis are up there 30,000.
It's higher than gojis.
Yeah, it's higher than gojis, but gojis are extremely high.
But yes, it doesn't have the zeaxanthin.
No, zeaxanthin. Someone else is having trouble with it. But let me tell you, Danielle, I'll get to your hand in 1 second.
Thank you.
Its auric value is six
look
times.
At Danny, what are you sitting that way with his hand like that?
But no one can see, so you just sidetracked us all.
Oh, sorry.
Its auric value is six times higher.
Totally different.
Bubby, six times higher than cultivated blueberries and red raspberries.
Wow.
Moreover, the comparison of gojis with blueberries, strawberries, and red raspberries shows their overall content of nutrients, shows gojis as vastly superior. We love those things. We're not throwing them out. We're just saying the gojis are phenomenal. Yes, Danny.
Did you already say like a serving per day recommendation?
It's a small. So, you know what? I eat a couple of tablespoons a day because I'll tell you later
a
how
couple.
I have them.
You don't I do have, just one.
I have one in
you
the morning.
You wanted me to have one and you to have two, didn't you?
She
you
wanted to see it.
Now I'm going to blow your mind again. This is a party of mind
blown. We're looking so
blown.
Young, but I'm looking younger.
So I love telling Serene things she might not know I'm because so she excited. Usually knows things
no,
before
no,
I
no.
do.
That's not true.
Okay. Ooh! Protein. These Ooh. Tiny treats contain the highest concentration of protein of any fruit, including 18 amino acid. And this makes them the densest micronutrient content found in one food.
What?
Wow, even more than spirulina.
I wonder. I'm going to do this with a caveat.
Oh,
did I say it right that time?
That's all right.
You used to say caveat.
Caveat.
It's like I used to say hors d'oeuvres.
Yes. Ounce for ounce, gojis have more protein than meat and even more protein than bee pollen, which has a lot.
Yes.
My caveat is meat has different things that vegetables don't.
Like essential, like the lucine.
Yeah, the lucine.
Yes.
I don't know lucine content
the
of gojis.
The muscle producing.
Although guess what I found out this morning, Serene? Our peanut flour has high amounts of lucine.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord.
So I'll have to check that one.
You'll have to check that one. Okay, so
because I've been looking for what protein to put in my oatmeal as of late.
You do creamy dreamy,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I do the creamy dreamy this morning.
But I wonder but I'm looking for lucine these days because I'm into muscle building.
Yeah.
And I think creamy dreaming is brilliant. It's brilliant for everybody. But you know how everyone's into a different thing at different times?
Yeah, yeah.
And I just, in my breakfast, I want a good high lucine.
Even though.
I mean, whey is, but I have that immediately after my workout.
I don't like the texture of whey with the oatmeal. I love the texture of creamy dreamy because.
You don't want to cook whey.
No, and you can cook creamy dreamy, and it's a marriage made in heaven with oatmeal.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, you're giving yourself some lucine if you give yourself peanuts. But we need to look up lucine content of gojis. Look that up right now, Serene.
I shall.
Because usually it is meats that have much higher lucine content than vegetables. Lucine, guys, is your muscle building. Amino acid.
Do you know how many grams? You mentioned 2 tablespoons or something a day. How many grams that would be?
He's going to get his scale
probably
out.
A couple of grams,
we're going to weigh
say.
It. Okay.
Whoosh, 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 woo. Because we were talking about 1 gram have those amounts of the zeaxanthin.
Because I wonder if 1 gram is enough to reverse eyesight problems.
Yeah, they were having a small handful, ooh. Which, let me see, it was 20.
It does have isolucine, which is.
Ooh, isolucine is an excellent one.
Hold on, it does have lucine in
does?
It.
Goji said lucine?
But yes, it has lucine in it.
What are the numbers, Serene Bub?
It's how much is this per 100 grams? Which is how many?
That's a cup.
That's a lot then. You can't eat a cup of goji berries. You'd be like through the roof and
an
blood
ounce.
Sugar.
And hold on, that might be less than a cup because they're dense.
Okay.
They weigh more.
It's 0.456 grams.
I don't think that's a lot.
Yeah.
One ounce is what the serving was where these people got more of the protectiveness of the lucine and zeaxanthin.
But it does have the whole branch chains, Pearl.
Yeah, it does.
It has lucine, isolucine, and valine in goji berries.
Yeah, so that's
quite amazing. Goji berries contain 1.033 grams of branch chain amino acids per every 100 grams.
I don't know if that's substantial or not. You can tell me, Sereni.
Yeah.
Okay. So the vitamin A, I told you about the vitamin A, right? Rocking your world. Then we were up to protein. Now lots of trace minerals. They have an incredible, Goji's have an incredible 21 trace minerals, including geranium and selenium. They have more iron than spinach per serving. But wow. The best thing, again, is their great bioaccessibility.
Can you imagine putting them with baobab, yeah, with goji, your iron would go through the roof.
One study looked at copper, zinc, and manganese availability in the goji berry and found compounds in goji berries likely made the elements much more bioavailable from humans. Mm. Now, here's the thing. I love my raisins. I haven't ever done a lot of raisins.
I hate raisins.
See, I love them. I love them in my oatmeal.
They're too sweet for me, yeah.
And no, that's, I kind of love them. I love them in muffins. Mm. And I'm still going to do some raisins here and there because small amounts are just fine in my e-meals or even crossovers. But I have replaced them in my oatmeal completely with goji's because when you look side by side at this difference, you're going to put down the raisins and you're going to pick up the goji's. So right. Let's have a look. Goji's have about 20% less carbs than raisins, but get this, 122% more fiber. They are so full of fiber. And this is why, even though they're a dried fruit, they are slow to raise your blood sugar.
Yes.
Because it's the fiber that slows them down. And now, raisins have a lot of fiber. Still, they're considered a nice fiber food, but goji berries just outshine them. They have, as we know, 466% more times protein than raisin.
You know what? I have a little confession, a thought that I've been rummaging through my head. And it goes against what we have said before.
Yeah?
About dried fruit.
You should tell me before you tell them.
Okay, I'll tell you later then.
Oh, well.
Well, you know, liquid carbohydrates get into your system quicker.
Yeah.
And so you think a hydrated fruit, you know, it's got all that liquid in. It'd be quicker to be assimilated, broken down. And I've just been thinking lately, when something is dried like that, it has to go get – have you dropped dried fruit in water and it takes time to plump up and it takes time to even stain the water, even a color?
That's
and
what
it takes
with
time
our tea.
To release it?
Yeah.
I just wonder if it's
– yes.
If there's a theory that the dried fruit in the right amount is too much.
Yeah.
The thing is it tastes sweeter, so we think, oh, this is sweeter. But sweet potatoes taste sweeter than white potatoes.
No, but it is sweeter.
But the deal is, though, because it's concentrated. So we have to think, when we're having that one raisin, it really is a whole big grape.
Yeah.
So we just have to, if we have the amount in our head of accuracy.
Yes. It's perfectly fine.
It
you
may
are
not,
right.
Yeah.
That's not contrary to Trim Healthy Mama because, you see, it's still got the fiber.
Yes.
But it's just that the sugars are concentrated in a smaller amount.
So we just have to make sure we don't have more than what we would have if it was already hydrated.
Yeah, exactly. And then
but
you're
I don't
completely
think it's faster
fine.
Absorbed.
No, I don't think so, Serene.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, you're listening to The Party with Serene and Pearl, and I'm Pearl, and who are you?
Serene. This is The Party with Serene
and Pearl.
Get it right. It's P-O-D-D-Y.
So we said, you know, goji's have 460% more protein. They have 796% more vitamin C, 206% more calcium, and 280% more iron.
Wow.
So I have been having them, as I said, on my oatmeal. And I also love them, I found out, with a protein drink and a nice large handful in the afternoon, of an afternoon. I find they're a great energy pick-me-up. I've also, if I ever do, it's rare for me to do a fuel pool dinner. I usually do S dinner because I like my S's at night. I like my carbs
fuel
in the day.
Dinner?
But if I ever did, I do E's dinners sometimes, and I love for dessert. Just a lovely small hand. You know, if you're watching a Netflix or something, you don't even need much. And you eat them one by one, and they take a long time to eat. And you feel the slight sweetness. But you feel the darkness of the nutrients
of
too.
The goji.
It shines through the darkness.
And you tell yourself all that you just taught us.
And you
as
feel,
you, eat
you
one
taste
by one.
You taste the micronutrients and the protein one by one. Yeah. And it takes about 10 minutes to eat a small handful.
Yes.
Because they don't go down just quickly. They
you could even suck them for a little bit.
You could. But now I'm envisioning them in your mouth and I don't want to. But You know, I have to give credence to Autumn for bringing them to my house. I do want to say too, they're not cheap, but they're worth it. Yeah. I get them off Amazon.
But you know how you can get them cheap. 2.2-pound
bag. How?
Well, the Chinese knew about them before the superfood, healthy, trendy world knew about them. So you go to international food stores.
Oh.
That's where I used to get them years ago. I used to buy them off of like the David Wolf expensive raw food guru psychos websites for like $50
a
bag.
You do want organic.
Then I went to the stink store, international food market, to the Asian aisle.
Yeah, where they have all the dead fish out there.
Yes.
Okay, but can you get them organic there?
Oh, I mean, they were just like good old traditional wolf berries and they looked and tasted the same.
John starts making notes for editing.
Yeah. The stink store.
So two notes.
That's what my children, my children call it the stink store. We love the stink store.
Impossible.
Serene does love the stink store.
Isn't going out.
No, well, she doesn't mean the people that go there. She loves, Serene loves it.
The stink store has all of the cultures together. You have the tripe. You have the pig's guts sitting there in a not even a very protected casing. Then you have eyes in a jar of all different animals.
Yeah.
And then you have all this kind of stuff. You have fresh fish floating around in a
favorite store.
What else
in the corner.
Is there?
Hey, have you ever gone to Serene's house? You might want to call it the stink house sometimes.
That's right.
She's culturing her veggies and
doing all kinds sorts of things in every
stuff.
Corner.
Like live fish just flopping around on the ground.
Yeah. Have you ever been to this international
the
store?
That's the most perfect explanation.
Yes, right. But I've got to say, you know, Autumn, I want to thank my precious daughter for exposing me to these and then getting me addicted to them. So I've been buying them off Emma. I'm now going to go to stink stores. But, you know,
the stink stores are real stores, though, people. You go to other countries, they don't smell like palm olive soap, you know?
Yeah. It's like a bus, you know?
Anyway, let me finish. So
you're the boss, Belle.
I noticed because Autumn went on her first vacation without mum and dad.
I thought you were going to say first date.
No, not yet.
Has she never been on a date?
No.
I recommend against
girl.
It.
Once they go on dates, they're married the next week.
That's how I feel about
it. She says, that will not be me, mum.
No, it's going to happen. According to her legacy, her lineage.
I don't know. Some of them have opted out of that.
They hopped out?
Yeah. So she went with her cousins and, you know, they're all kind of adults now. The oldest was 22. So they all went down there. And actually, all that to say, my goji berries that I bought the bag was like disappeared. I mean, I saw this bag that was kind of full. And then the next day it was shrunk to a couple of handfuls. She's so addicted. She took them on her journey to put on her
oatmeal. Probably stole her first bag.
Yeah,
anyway,
I probably did.
Even
but anyway, by the way, though, I do want to give a shout out. This precious woman, she's a THM, Elizabeth Singler. She reached out to me. She has this little vacation home in Florida. And she said, oh, Pearl, we've got this house. I would love to gift it to you if you want a weekend. And I couldn't go. So you know, Autumn and her cousins had always been wanting to do this vacation alone. So she let them go. So they went down there just last week, stayed in this beautiful little vacation home in Florida. By the way, look, she didn't ask me to do this, but it's Singler. I want to singlerproperties.com. If you want to check out her vacation home in Florida, she was so kind to do this.
What part of Florida?
singlerproperties.com. I think it's, I don't know what the beach is. You could look it up, but they love it. Was so cute. And she did like Marco Polo's. But all that to say, I was left with a couple of handfuls of gojis and I was stomping around the pantry.
I'm going to order them on Emma right now.
Yeah, hey, you're not going to go to it.
Which one's on? Do you get organic?
Yeah, I get organic.
I would if I had time to drive to the stink store, but I don't have time this week. So.
Yeah.
It's uneditable at this
side. At this.
Listen, I feel no crime in that. I actually think that the people that go to those markets, they look for that smell because it means real food.
Yeah.
I think it's a compliment.
Okay.
Like when I walk into the crisp smell of a modern grocery store, I think this is just chemicals and deodorant. Like,
sort of like when you go
real
to the hospital and you smell like bedpan. You know, you're like, I'm in a hospital.
Yeah. I don't know where you're going with that.
Yeah, I'm lost, Dan.
You know the
I'm
smell, lost. Though?
I don't like a hospital
it's like
smell.
People are getting cared for.
All right, yeah. Yeah, but we have a lot of nurses working for us, and man, they care.
I'm with it.
I agree that, but I do think nurses have a special gift. Serene.
Oh, they do.
How do they? I don't have that particular special gift.
Yeah. Neither.
But man, I have been in a hospital and I have thrown up into a bedpan that a nurse has held.
Yeah.
And do you know what she did? Rather than like, ugh, right. You know, which I would do, I'd want to go through it myself.
Exactly.
She, you know what she did? She stroked my hair.
Right.
Oh, that's
right.
Sweet thing.
How?
Stirring up dander and stuff.
No, just like how that gifting in somebody, even if my husband was throwing up in front of me.
Yeah.
I mean, no, it would be
Lisa
hard.
Has to go alone. Yeah, baby, shut the door.
Yeah.
Shut the, no, we can hear you.
we can hear you.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh my.
No, it's a gift.
Yeah. Just turn the radio on. We can still hear you.
Yeah. Oh, it's hurting me. Okay. It doesn't matter what's hurting you. That's hurting me.
Hey,
It's in my cart, people.
It's in your cart. Which ones did you get?
I got a 2-pounder for 24. A 2-pounder for 24
bucks. Yeah, I think that's the one I got. Did you get the organic?
It's called Nutrient Elements Organic Goji Berries.
Come on, listeners. Get on Amazon with us right now. Order your gojis.
You know what I also put on my oatmeal? Because now I'm addicted to the crunch.
See, it wants me to subscribe and save. I always get caught there and they get things coming every month that I didn't want.
Oh, you don't know.
Don't do
hey,
that.
Hey, can I ask you though, what? Is 25 bucks for 2 pounds a good deal?
Yeah, that's one I got. All right. That's what Serene got.
Amazon's
choice. Yeah, because the 1 pounders
all they come a bit clumpy, but I just throw the bag on the floor to unclump them.
Yeah, like you do with ice. I do that all the time.
Now, to get double crunch is keeping it an E, or you can go a bit over into crossover mode, is cacao nibs.
Oh.
The cross between cacao nibs and goji berries, when you put them together, there is something that is the earth magic.
Oh, I know what you're saying.
It is deep.
I'm going there.
It is dark. It is the best of the bitterness with the hint of
sweet. It's yum
hint
yum.
Sweet.
It is
trail
mux. Mix.
Yeah, trail mux.
No, there's a contrast there that's special.
Good.
Have you ever had like orange chocolate? I mean,
yeah,
there's something vibe.
There is something magical about that.
Yeah, Jaffa's. Good old Jaffa's. Do you guys have Jaffa's in England? It's the orange chocolates. Oh,
yeah.
So good. We're done. We're winding down.
Oh, I love it. Turquoise of the Pearl.
Yeah.
Did so good.
Thank y'all. Trim nothing, mama, my way. And then I'll be trim nothing, mama.